If children are our future and you're interested in where we're going, you'll want to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. E.M. Cavitak, Lori Prox, and Megan Bauman sat down with the seniors graduating from Valdez High to find out their plans, aspirations, and their advice for younger kids.
Lori Prox here with Makana Crone, a senior here at Valdez High School, heading into graduation. How are you feeling about that?
Feeling great about it. Kind of scared, not going to lie.
And what are your plans following graduation?
I'm not really too sure just yet.
What were some of the things you enjoy here at Valdez High that you're going to miss?
Definitely the really long lunches and hanging out with my best friend Donna.
What are some of the classes you enjoyed here at Valdez High? Some of the things maybe extracurricular that you were involved in?
Marine Tech was a lot of fun. I enjoyed going on the trips.
What do you think you learned from that?
Definitely survival techniques, and I never knew how to start a fire before, I guess.
And Alaska, is that your final destination, or what are your plans in terms of where you want to live?
We'll see. Not really too sure.
And what kind of person do you want to be moving forward?
I don't know.
Is that something you think about as you ponder graduation? Kind of, you know, not just where am I going next week, but where does it all take me?
Yeah, definitely. I think about that a lot. Don't really have a too great of an answer, though.
Any advice for young kids about how to do better in school or get along better?
Don't get behind. That really messes you up a lot. So just try and keep on top of it.
Our next senior under the spotlight,
Sabrina Bishop.
Sabrina, how's it feel to be graduating?
It feels really great. I'm really excited for the next chapter in my life. I'm going to UAF next year and majoring in biological sciences, and I don't know if I want to stay there to get my bachelor's degree. I might want to go somewhere else, but then hopefully on to med school.
What made you decide to do this?
Well, I kind of always have known that I would probably start out at UAF because the ease of it, I guess, and tuition and housing. I have family. I've kind of always wanted to go into the medical field. I like helping people, and it's just interesting to me. So,
let's say 10 years down the road, where do you see yourself?
I hopefully will be an orthopedic surgeon in my residency.
Do you see yourself staying in Alaska or going somewhere else?
I do not see myself staying in Alaska at all. I am excited to get somewhere warmer. Definitely a bigger town than Valdez and Fairbanks. I'd like to be somewhere with kind of a lot of people and just a lot warmer than here.
On a side note, I graduated with your sister, and you were also the freshman class when I was graduating, so that makes me feel a little bit old. But I remember going through here and having these questions and thinking about advice that I would say to the younger people who haven't graduated yet. So what would you say to them?
It's kind of cliche maybe, but do your scholarships early. Don't wait until the last second because they are important and they will help you a lot. Don't procrastinate a lot. I have had a lot of nights that I have been staying up late having to do projects, and it just doesn't help and it doesn't give you your best work. But just enjoy your last year in high school also.
If you're enjoying KVAK's short interviews with the 2016 VHS senior class, make sure to thank the sponsors that help make them possible: Prospector, VCVB, Arts Design, Valley's Native Tribe, First National Bank, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, Arctic Chiropractic, Harris Sand and Gravel, Copper Valley Telecom, Petrostar Valdez Refinery, Haltness Equipment, Brennan Bell and Clarkson, and the Valdez Senior Center.